Have you ever wondered just how powerful an alligator's chomps are, Yael?
No, Don, I can't say that I have, and I certainly hope I never find out.
Lucky for you, Yael, a certain scientist has gone through the trouble to find out for us. To measure the force of an alligator's bite, this scientist and his crew used a pole specially designed for measuring bite force, and they got alligators and crocodiles to bite the pole so that they could measure the force of their chomps. One of the difficulties in this research was getting the creatures to bite like they really meant it, despite the fact that the pole was clearly not edible. Of course, keeping the researchers' limbs out of reach of the creatures was no easy task either. What the researchers found was that the force of a 12-foot alligator's bite is nearly identical to that of the pressure of the weight of a small pickup truck. So imagine that you're buried underneath said small pickup truck, and you're trying to lift the truck off of yourself. Needless to say, there's no escape from these jaws.
Well, thanks to you, Don, I imagine I'll be having some lovely nightmares tonight.
If you think that's something, you should hear about the bite force of good old Super Croc, who lived in the time of the dinosaurs.
Enough, Don, enough.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Craig Nelson in biology.
We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email address is amos@indiana.edu. Once again, our email address is amos@indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.